Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
This season we're in. So I'd like to ask you, when did you see your first set of Christmas lights out on someone's home this year? When did you see it? You might like to put it in the chat if you like. When did you see that first house reveal itself and say, we're putting out our lights now? I fancy that they were earlier than normal this year. I think I saw the first house have them up the day after Halloween on November the 1st. I'm pretty sure I saw some then. Some say in the third week of November. I think I saw beginning of November, the first houses revealing their lights. I don't really know why, but I'm going to take a good guess and suggest that plenty of us have wanted to rush towards Christmas because it's a time of year that makes us feel good. In a year that has been so difficult, so challenging in so many ways, we can look forward to giving, receiving presents, seeing loved ones, even if it's just outdoors or online, perhaps getting some time off work, getting time off school, and a change of routine. And I think lights play a part in lifting our spirits. See, for a lot of us, and certainly for me, Christmas is going to be a happy time, but it's also going to be a really sad one as I miss people I love who won't be with us this time. But even though Christmas feels difficult and sadder than normal, I'm still looking forward to our family tradition of driving around Exeter, delivering cards and gifts, listening to Christmas music in the car, and enjoying the lights around the streets of Exeter. That is a Cummings family tradition. I wonder if you do that, do the tour around Exeter and see some of the streets. I recommend Burnt House Lane as a good place to go to see some terrific lights, as well as in St. Thomas. Have you noticed a theme to our time together this morning? What was Maria's message about the Christmas presents? It was that things don't always seem what they appear, and sometimes the flashy, good-looking things are actually very deceptive. She spoke of what is a normal Christmas for us. Then we had our example of Buddy the Elf, didn't we? He thought his best friend had come to New York, but it turned out he was a fake Santa. Fake news. He wasn't the real deal. Lastly, we have an extraordinary light display at someone's home, followed by a reading from the Bible, written hundreds of years before the baby Jesus would come to earth, telling us he would be light in the darkness. See, I think we go looking for things in wrong places. And as I was preparing for this meeting this morning, I felt that was an important thing to consider this morning. Do we sometimes go looking for things in the wrong places? And then sometimes we come across something so small, so little, so quiet, we don't realize just how special they are. That reading from Isaiah tells us about this child born 2,000 years ago in a small, insignificant part of the Roman Empire, the most powerful force on earth at the time. And this is what the reading tells us about that child. That child is born and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. He will be called Mighty God. He will be called Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to his government and peace, and he will rule with justice and righteousness forever. After living a quiet life of study and working with wood, being a carpenter as a child and then as an adult, that baby would turn 30 and spend 3 years sharing his life and turning the world upside down, changing it forever. And he would share this message: I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. To show he meant it, Jesus would heal thousands of people, do many miracles, provide the most amazing teaching you've ever heard, and show the most awesome way to live. Eventually, the Roman authorities and religious leaders would get so jealous of Jesus, so angry with him, they would kill him. But the amazing thing was, he came back to life. Hundreds saw him after he came back to life. Thousands and thousands of people started believing in him and living like him. And many started doing the same miracles that he had done. The Roman Empire ended, the religious leaders died, but Jesus stayed alive and his kingdom spread all around the world and is still spreading and alive today. Wow. Christmas is a time of festivity, celebration, and fun. But sadly, the lights will have to go away. Eventually, the decorations will go back in the box. The presents will go on the shelves and we'll head back to our normal routines, whatever they might be right now. But the best thing about Christmas, the most important news, is the one that's been the same for 2,000 years. There's a light that is never going to go out, never has to be put away, never has to go into storage. And what I'd like to do now is invite you to say to Jesus, I want to have that light that never goes out. And we're all going to do that by lighting our candles or turning on our lamps and torches. And so what I'd like you to do is have your lights, your torches, your candles ready. And I'd like you to consider what you're saying to Jesus this morning. Some of us can be saying, this is a time again to commit to Jesus. I want you to be the brightest light, and I don't want to be distracted by all the other lights. Some of us may be distracted by the big Christmas lights on people's homes, the big presents, the big things going on. And this is a time to shine our lights. Don't shine them yet. I can see them, but we won't shine them yet. And we'll shine all at the same time. I see some of you practicing there. Some of us need to be asking Jesus to be the light because things are feeling really dark right now and you're looking for hope, light and peace. Maybe some of us are really shaken by yesterday's news as we have to drastically change our plans and you're feeling shaken by that. And this lighting of this light is a chance to say, Jesus, I want you to be my light, hope and peace this Christmas time. And some of us might be looking to actually say to Jesus for the first time, I want you to be my light. I want to switch on that light. I want to know you in my life. And I want to know you all year round, not just at Christmas time. So we're going to pray and then we'll all switch our lights on together. And I invite you, once we do that, to switch to gallery view so you can all see your lights together. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are the best light this Christmas. We thank you that in this dark and uncertain time, where there is much worry, we can be confident in you as our one true light in this time. Jesus, some of us are coming to you to recommit again, that we want to follow you and not be distracted by other things that get in the way. Forgive us, Lord, if we're distracted by presents or big light displays or family gatherings that actually are causing more upset for us. Jesus, we commit, we want you to be our light. Some of us are feeling really down about Christmas. This is a hard time. Jesus, we say in faith, would you be our light in the darkness? And some of us are saying, we want to switch on that light for the first time. We want to know you. We want to experience that light all year round. So Jesus, would you come in and be our light? Amen. So if you will, and it's safe to do so, now please hold up your lights and your torches and your candles. Let's get them up high and we'll share our lights together. Switch to gallery view. We can all see them together. Let's have a good